Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE. FM. Listener supported Hanson Radio for Green and Columbia Counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson. Yeah.
I'm Musra, I am 12, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And every Monday from 3:30 to 4, occasionally Quinn and Ingrid and Gina, pretty much all the time, Emily, and very often I, and now Nusrat are here talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff. Yay. So today ain't any different.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
We want to say hello to Quinn.
Hey, Quinn.
Who just recently left
What's
us
up?
For Seattle for a year. Hi, Quinn.
Hi, Quinn.
Hope you had a nice flight or drive. I don't know if she was driving or flying. Either way, I hope it was good.
Travel.
Good travels. And Quinn was nice enough to stick around an extra week longer than planned so that she could participate in the Battle of the Books with us. Yay!
Woo!
So how was the Battle of the Books for you two?
We won one.
We won one.
We won one.
And you won a free pizza. You won one free pizza.
It was fabulous. Yes, yes, yes. And so we answered questions and we were all like, yo, this is the answer. And people were all like, that is correct. And I just realized these aren't plugged in. And then... or sometimes they were like, yo, that's not correct. And then we were all like, what?
Except they didn't really say yo. She should have.
We'll
suggest that to her.
They say yo in my book a lot, which is funny because it's a book. So sometimes they'll be like, talk, 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 yo.
Yo.
Or sometimes they say things like, it was really zen, man. The book I'm reading, I got inspired to read by the Battle of the Books.
You did?
Because they had this book called Maximum Ride, The Angel Experiment by James Patterson. Or, as
correct.
I like to say, Alan Robert James Patterson.
There's a lot of names.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And so, they were all like, if you read this book, you might do better in the Battle of the Books because you'll know answers to questions about it that we will ask you. So then I read it and I was all like, well, gee, I think this book was really overrated and it's really annoying, but I really like it, so I'm going to read it and I'm going to read the second one too. So now I am on page 320 of this 399-page book, and it's really good. Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called School's Out Forever, Maximum Ride by James Patterson.
It sounds like it should be a horror book, like an R.L. Stein book or something. School's Out Forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
There is an R.L. Stein book.
But it's like school's...
The First Day of School Forever.
First Day of School Forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
It took me a while to get that.
Really?
I was like, I don't get it. Why is that scary?
Because,
But then I was like, oh yeah, first day of school. Scary.
It was scary for me.
The first day of school or the book?
The first day of school.
What was so scary
terrified.
About it?
Well, there's this new kid. And I was like, I'm a really nice person. So I called him over and I was like, yo, new kid, do you want to come sit with us? And he was like, why? And I was like, well, because we're awesome, you know? And he was like, oh, well, no thanks. And then he walked away.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa. That was scary.
That was nice of you to offer.
I felt very defeated. And then the teacher came over and was like, why'd you tell that kid he couldn't sit with you?
Aww.
And I was like, I'm sorry. I can't win. It was horrible. But then I got over it. Yeah. And then now it's not the first day of school anymore. But my book, called The First... School's Out Forever, It's actually the second one, which I think I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's basically
in Max, the Maximum Ride series.
In the Maximum Ride series, yes. And it's basically Max and her gang going about doing their thing, like with Fang.
That rhymes.
I know. And there's six of them. Max, Iggy, Fang, the Gas Man, and Angel.
And Nudge.
And Nudge. Yeah. And Fang is my favorite. And he's really awesome. So why this book is really annoying me is because this isn't a spoiler at all, because you'll find it out in the first book, is that Fang and Max are very good friends. And, well, they're all good friends, but Max is all like, I'm gonna think about Fang. I wonder about Fang. Maybe I should kiss Fang, because I'm thinking about Fang. Like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's like, oh my gosh, we're getting attacked by giant flying erasers. That's code for giant flying werewolves, but they call them erasers, so it's sort of humorous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're like, oh my gosh, and I need to like kick him at the side of the head, and now we have to run away, and now we're going to go to New York City, and these white evil scientist guys are going to experiment on us, and now we're running over here, and it's crazy, oh my gosh. And then she's all like, and Fang. And so then I'm all like, well, this is a whole lot of action, man. This is crazy. And then they're all like, yeah, more action, woo, Fang. And then I'm like, can you just kiss Fang already? Gosh, because she's not even, like, gonna kiss him or anything. And he's not even gonna kiss her, and they're not even gonna discuss their relationship and how much they love each other. And they're just gonna keep on going and fighting giant flying werewolves. And I'm like, okay, so you've fought them a lot, and you're going to fight them forever, because that's the way that it has to be, but can't you just give me a break and, like, get into your relationship already? Because they're like, but never mind, no. Like, for example, at the end of one of the chapters that I was reading, she was walking on the beach with Fang, and she was all like, walk, 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 and Fang said something, and she was like, and something changed right then, and then it was the end of the chapter, and I was like, whoa, something crazy just happened, they're like having more stronger feelings. And then at the beginning of the next chapter, this little girl Angel runs up and is like, I can talk to fish. And I was very disappointed. I was like, but you're supposed to be expressing your feelings to Fang. Why am I learning about Angel's talking to fish ability? And it was so sad, and I wanted to cry, but then I didn't. And then,
well, that's good.
Yeah. And then I was
not that there's anything wrong with crying.
It's very good, but it would have been weird if I cried because I was in school. And then something else really dramatic happened that was totally crazy, because things like that happen a lot in this book because it's really dramatic and awesome. And then I was like, whoa, did that just happen? And then the teacher was all like, so kids, put down your books now. And I was like, but then what happens? And it was horrible. And I'm starting to sound a lot like Ingrid. And then another thing that annoyed me was because at the end of the first book, this really dramatic thing happened where this person died, but I'm not going to tell you who it was because that would be a spoiler. And then in the second book, they were just like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah, this person's alive now. And I was like, well, why'd you kill him then if he's just going to be alive again? And they were all like, well, because we needed it to some dramatic death. And I was like, and I made that exact sound like that. Yeah, so that was fun. And then I didn't tell you, so it wasn't a spoiler, so what? And then other stuff happened. But other than that, it was really good. And Fang is hot, and he's my boyfriend.
Awesome. So I guess you like it.
Yeah.
Even though it's annoying and overrated.
Yes.
But and also
it
great.
It doesn't have a back cover because it's from school. And
yeah, that book looks like it's been loved by... too many people.
Or hated.
Like or hated.
Against a wall. That's true. Downstairs. But I loved How to Lead a Life of Crime, and that book was pretty beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom stuck my big special joke book into a pot of water with soap in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, gee, this book's ruined. I guess we better get rid of it. And I was like, no. And then I put it on the window and it dried, and now it's all okay. So what book did you read, Loser Papat?
That's Nisrat's new nickname.
Yes. Yeah, Nisrat Papat.
She had a creative spelling of her name this weekend.
Yes,
So what is the book that you brought to talk about?
I brought Every Day. It's one of my second favorite books. And it's mainly a... Well, that'll be kind of a spoiler. I have nothing to say because each thing I'll say is about a spoiler alert.
You can give a little bit. I mean, so what can you tell us about the main character, A?
I haven't read much because, like, I just got it after, like, 2 years. I haven't read it a
lot. Oh, you haven't read it in a long time?
Yeah. And I couldn't find it in any of the libraries I went to, even the Hudson Library.
It's checked out. We do own it. I know we do.
And then I find it, and my mind's like...
Mind blown.
So what is it that you like about the book?
It's how, like, the kid always gets, like, new lives and everything because, like, then he, like, because he was mainly a bully. Oops.
Mainly a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh. That's not good. Did all the crazy posters that they hung up in his school about how do you live your life when nobody's watching help him be inspired to not be a bully anymore?
No, he's
because
still
we
a
all
bully.
Know how much those work and how effective they are. Yes, yes, I know. It's crazy. Anyway, continue.
But the interesting thing is the character actually isn't a he all the time.
The she. A he, she.
A she. Doesn't have a body of their own, so they each morning wake up in a different body. And they've been doing that their whole lives.
That's crazy. Can you imagine that? It's not like, yo, I gotta go to the grocery store and buy some food. Oh, whoops, I'm not that person anymore. Gee, I don't have to go to the grocery store and buy food anymore.
Hey, I wonder if it would make you procrastinate a lot. So like, oh, I should really go do this thing. I'm not going to have this problem tomorrow. Or maybe tomorrow I'll have the opposite. Like, instead of not having carrots, I'll have too many carrots and I'll have to eat them all.
Oh my gosh, it would be crazy. So crazy. Just absolutely insane. You know, it's all like, it's fancy. Oh, they're falling. There's people falling on the cover and there's clouds. And on, can I read the back? Because I want to. Or
sure.
Will somebody get angry at me?
We might, but why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
Depends on how well you read it.
Goes like this. I wake up. Immediately, I have to figure out who I am. It's not just the body opening my eyes and discovering whether the skin in my arm is light or dark, whether my hair is long or short, whether I'm fat or thin, boy or girl, scared, scarred, or smooth. The body is the easiest thing to adjust to if you're used to waking up in a new one each morning. It's the life, the context of the body that can be hard to grasp. Every day, I am someone else. I am myself. I know I am myself, but I am also someone else. It has always been like this. And there's some random chick in a skirt falling on top of my head.
It doesn't say that on the back, though.
No, it doesn't.
That I guess the author, like, for the book was, had nothing in his mind to say because the first page is the same as the back.
Really?
Well, the publisher probably decided on the back.
Because, I mean, it's a pretty good back and it's a pretty good first page. And so they're probably like, whoa, this is a good first page. It's very descriptive. I should put it on the back. Yeah,
yes,
it looks cool. I want to read it. You know,
it's a very nice
you
book.
You can, like, look deep inside of it and, like, dissect it like a fish and be like, well, I think the one the author wrote it, he was trying to find himself and trying to express all the different things that you feel like all the time and that everyone is really the same person, but the same person is everyone. And oh my gosh. And you can think of it like that. And you know how sometimes you read books and you're all like, oh, that was nice. And then someone comes up to you and is like, well, this obviously represents this. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. But in this book, it totally makes sense.
Ah.
I know.
So deep. Well, I have another question for Nusrat. Because Nusrat was the only person on our battle team that read every single book. You were very close, I know, Antonia.
I read like 3 in 1 week. I read 5.5. But I didn't read all of them, but it was sad.
I'm wondering which were your favorites, since you read them all.
My favorites would be, surprisingly, one is Brooklyn 9, because I hate baseball.
That's the book, Brooklyn Nine by Ellen Gratz, which is nine mm-hmm. stories mm-hmm. about nine. They're all in the same family, right?
Yeah.
They're all related. So it's nine people all in the same family. It's all connected to baseball in some way throughout time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And nobody wanted to read it because we're all like, baseball. But Nusrat took one for the team and ended up liking it. So that's good. She's I'm so glad you liked it. And Quinn read it too.
But Quinn only read part of it.
That's true.
She said she finished it in the car.
Ah.
Maybe she did. Well, she said she lost it one time. I don't know. It's a whole long thing that Quinn can explain if yes. she wants.
What was the... You said there was another one that you liked?
Maximum Ride, The Girl is Murder, and Cabinet of Wonders.
I liked Cabinet of Wonders. I liked Astroffel. Yes, yes.
At first I thought it was Astroffly.
Astroffly?
And what did you think of the Battle of the Books?
I thought it was really exciting for my first try.
Would you want to do it again next year?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it each year.
Read all the books Yay. Again next year?
Yeah.
Yay.
Ooh.
It was a little nerve-wracking at times.
Yes. I think that even if we didn't win the whole entire thing, we probably had the most nerve-wracking, like, game.
Yeah, one of the games. Rounds.
It was very intense.
Did you read any of the books at all?
Mm-hmm. I read some of them.
Which
and
was
I read
favorite?
Parts of all of them.
Which ones did you read?
The only ones I read in full were the Graveyard book and Half Brother. And then I read parts of all the other ones. And I really liked the two that I read the full thing of.
I liked the Graveyard book a lot too. I always forget it because I read it. That was the first one that I read, and I read it in like July or June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember it.
I've read it a couple times. And I liked it all of the times.
I remember Garrett really liking that book.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Garrett.
Hey. What's up?
Hi, kitten.
Who?
Kitten.
Antonia's kitten.
Oh.
My kitten. My kitten's kitten. Name is Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe.
Phoebe, as in from the TV show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
What book did you read, Emily?
I have a very old copy from 1974. Oh, no.
Whoa.
No, 1991, sorry.
Whoa.
The book was originally published in 1974, but this copy is 1991, of Blubber by Judy Blume.
Blubber.
Which I never read growing up. Judy Blume was a really popular author, and I never read her as a kid. And then I've read a couple as an adult. But I decided to read this one because I hadn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about bullying, so it's not really the most fun book to read because you kind of want to teach people a lesson in the book. You want to be like, don't do that. That's not nice.
And
like, why are you doing that?
And
that's
you want to
cool.
give them a big stack of all those signs that they hang up in middle schools that they think are effective.
No, I just want to give them a talking to. But the story's told from the point of view of a girl named Jill, and there's a girl in her class who's not really heavy, but she's on the heavier side for her class. And she's doing a book report on whales, and one of the mean girls, popular mean girls in her class, writes a note that says Blubber would be a good name for her. And the note gets passed around the class, and all of a sudden they start calling her Blubber. And it starts mostly with that, but then it also increases to them like making her do things or say things. Like she'll have to say something before they'll let her go to the bathroom. Or they like make her show the boys her underwear in one part. They make her eat what she thinks is a chocolate ant at one part. So they're pretty mean to her, aside from the name calling, or in addition to the name calling. And while Jill isn't the ringleader, she definitely goes along with it and doesn't seem to think there's anything wrong with what they're doing. And she kind of seems to blame it on the girl that's getting bullied, saying like, why doesn't she just laugh it off? Like, doesn't she realize that by not laughing it off, it makes people want to, like, see how far they can take it? And eventually there's a little, something happens in the end that's sort of unexpected. Ooh. And I'm not going to say what.
Will you tell me what after the show?
She learns a little bit of her, a lesson. Maybe. I consider telling you after.
I'll whisper it to her.
But it's interesting because it's a, I mean, a lot of, the most of the bullying happens when there's no adults around, but none of the kids tell on the other bullies, probably because they're afraid of getting in trouble with that person themselves. But like they have their lunch period unattended. There's like a teacher that wanders the hallway, like peeking her head in the door.
So that happens all the time.
I don't know. Maybe it did back in the 1970s. I guess if your funding was low and they didn't have a cafeteria, so they basically had to eat in their classrooms. So I don't know if it was different communities had things like that or if it's sign of the times. I don't know. Or on the school bus, you know. It's another spot where they get away with their bullying. So it's pretty hard to read, but it's interesting that it's from this girl's perspective and she's not really... I feel like usually when you read books about things like bullying, if it's told from the perspective of one of the bulliers, they're like constantly questioning what they're doing and, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of growing with them. Mm-hmm. And in this one, she doesn't really seem to grow that much.
That's good. She's just sort of
so
like,
it was interesting in that way. It's maybe a little more realistic, sadly, but yeah.
How lovely.
Is it written in Old English?
No.
It seems like it would be 77 or what?
1970s?
Yeah, that was old, man.
Yeah, not and the seven, not the 1770s, the
1970s. And you're thinking that this book from the 70s is written in Old English. I feel old now.
Nah, not that old.
But it looks like an old book.
But it's interesting, like, aside from the weird thing with the like hallway monitor mm-hmm. instead of like an actual adult in the classroom. Aside from that, and the fact that they call, I assume it's white paper, they call it vanilla paper. Mm-hmm. aside from that, it actually doesn't feel that dated. So the kids are in fifth grade, so obviously it's in the 70s. They don't have cell phones, but I feel like that's maybe less common with fifth graders anyways.
Yeah.
Although maybe less now, but I don't know. It's still read fairly contemporary, even though it's an older book.
How many pages does it have?
Well, this copy of it has 153. So, it was a pretty quick read.
Ooh.
I think I read most of it yesterday.
Like yesterday?
Most of it.
Yesterday.
I had sort of been, I've been reading a few books, so I'd been alternating. Like, well, I'd read a chapter from this book, and then I'd read a chapter from another, but I read most of this one yesterday.
But I beat you, Emily, because I read a 250-page book in one day.
Aw, man.
You're
always beating me.
I know.
The competition.
I know. Yeah. Oh, guess what? I have something really cool to tell you.
What's that?
You should visit our blog.
Woo.
You know who has a blog? Fang. Who's the awesome dude in this
Fang
book.
Has a blog?
Uh-huh, he has a blog, and he's all like, I write on my blog, and I want to write on my blog, but guess who else has a blog? It's us! And so you could check it out, and it's called wearebound.wordpress.com, and you can be like, sheesh, this is nothing like Fang's blog. Fang's blog is so much better. But then you might be like, but this one's pretty cool, too. So I should look at this one some more. And then you can be like, wow, this is a really great blog. I should email these people. But gee, I don't know what their email is, but you wouldn't have to say that because I'll tell you right now. It's wearebound@gmail.com. Yay! Wasn't that fun?
Oh, yes.
And Emily looks like a mouse.
I look like a mouse? Oh, interesting.
With your headphones on.
I look like a mouse with headphones on or just like a mouse?
They're in Disney World in my book.
Oh, okay.
But you just look like a mouse.
Well, I will say, on our blog, we recently put up a few weeks of the radio archive.
Oh.
We had fallen a little behind on posting our radio archives because what we do after the show is we take this audio and we put it online so people that miss the show can listen to it.
Because we know how much you love listening mm-hmm. to us.
And our new friend, well, new to some of us friend, Garrett, who was on the radio show a few weeks ago. He also wrote a review that we're going to be posting on the blog soon.
Lovely.
And it is very nice. It was a very nice review.
Garrett is intelligent and he helped me with his with my math homework. So therefore, it must be a lovely review that you should check out. Mm-hmm. Yes. Guess what?
What?
In the afternoon, even though it's afternoon now, but like after us in the afternoon, they have a show with the most creative name ever. I bet you can't guess what the most creative name for a show in the afternoon is.
Crazy Mouse.
It's even more creative.
They should change the name to Crazy Mouse.
They should. Guess what it is. Guess what it is. I'll tell you. Shall I tell you? Mm-hmm. It's insane. The Afternoon Show. But they should totally change it to Crazy Mouse.
Yeah. So stay tuned for our afternoon show friends.
Friends.
Crazy Mouse and Company. And we'll be back next week, Monday, 3:30 to 4.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
I love you.
It's Bye. Not the weekend. Have a good weekend. Have a good week, too. All of it.
Well, you know, next weekend. And
yes.
Have good Bye. Weekends in your life.
Happy reading.
Yay.
I love you.